at RaymondJames.com.
Hey, y'all, from the Mike Eisenstadt Performance Studio. Guess what? It's the Live Music Showcase brought to you by WMNF Tampa and listeners just like you out there in Radio Land. I'm Bill Dudley. I'll be your host for the next 55. And today we got some good old basic scratchy rock and roll music here in the studio. We got the Delta Troubadours. Welcome, guys. Good to have you on the show. Let's start off with a song. Tell us what it's going to be.
Song is called B. B-E.
Okay. Thanks for having us.
All right. One, two, three, go.
Mighty nice music, you guys. We got some music from the Delta Troubadours coming at you today on the show here from WMNF in Tampa. Let's introduce the band here. First of all, on that screaming lead guitar, Ian Hausler, guitar and vocals. Hey, Ian.
How's it going?
next to Ian, we got Gitas Garces on also lead guitar and doing the vocals on that one there, the lead vocals.
Howdy.
Glad to have you here. We got Jonathan Franklin on the bass. Hey, Jonathan.
Hey, thanks for having us, man.
Yeah, and Reed Casey in the drum booth. Yeah, wave at the camera there, Reed. Our show is, and the reason I said that is because our show is live right now on Facebook. You can check us out on Facebook, live streaming. It's facebook.com/LMSWMNF. Just type in those seven letters, and you can be watching us live. You can always watch us a little bit later on YouTube. We have a YouTube channel just for this show as well. And you can get to that by going to youtube.com and then search for WMNF 885 FM. Check it out tonight. So, live music showcase on the air here from WMNF. Mark Perfetti mixes it up. And it's what he's doing today, making the sound just right. Today's assisted by Joe Remo, Yumiko Thomas, and Rhea Cruz. Our video crew, Bob Hoke, directs. We've got Richard Stone, Bill Brame, and Randy Gregory on the cameras. And our show is produced by Steve Arduango and Mildred Matos. And I'd like to hear another tune.
All right. Well, I guess if you'd like to hear one, we'll give you another one.
I guess that'd be nice.
It would be nice. This one's called Stone Thrasher. John, why don't you take it away on the bass?
Jeez, that's some outrageous guitar playing.
Thank you.
I hope you all are watching this on Facebook, folks. This is amazing. That's once again, that's Ian Hausler on the lead guitar there. And the band is the Delta Troubadours. So somebody want to tell us something about this band, how you got together, etc.?
Oh, it's a long story.
Well, you can kind of give us the Reader's Digest version.
We all grew up here in Tampa, and we kind of knew each other a little bit.
Were you all in music at an early age?
Yeah, we were all playing guitar. John and Ian were actually in a guitar class together at Plant High School. I think that's where John was like, man, really want to play music now because he saw Ian playing guitar.
This guy was ridiculous, like, when he was from the get-go.
Yeah. From the get-go.
John was my first student.
Yeah. But then we all went to University of Florida up in Gainesville, and that's really where we got started playing. And
you knew each other by that time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of John and I became friends freshman year, like good friends freshman year of college, and Ian and I kind of knew each other from back in the day, and then we all by chance ended up joining this same country cover band, and we were really bad. We were really, really bad, but we were always playing for really drunk people, so they didn't know. And it was
as long as you were loud, I guess that's.
Yeah,
we were something.
We were something.
I guess
something.
We tried to be.
But then we kept kind of we just kept playing, and we started writing our own stuff. And the band has gone through a couple of different lineups over the years. But John, Ian, and I have kind of been the core. Reed's filling in for us today. Reed Casey on the drums. He's a hell of a drummer.
He is.
It's been kind of a long, wild ride trying to do the whole independent musician thing. But
Now, I think you told me a little earlier you are now. The big deal is you're moving to Nashville.
Yes, we are.
And you got gigs.
We're in the process of booking a tour for later in the fall right now. I can tell you that we will be back in the Bay Area in November. I can't tell you the exact date or where or when.
Okay, well, that's good. That's good. So the band is the Delta Troubadours, and your website is thedeltatroubadours.com. Should be pretty easy to check that out.
Yeah, definitely. A lot of people have trouble with the word troubadour. I didn't think it was that obscure of a word.
It's spelled T-R-O-U-B-A. D-O-U-R-S. Yeah, you know, I used to be pretty good in spelling.
Yeah.
But, T-R-O-U-B-A-D-O-U-R-S is Troubadours. TheDeltaTroubadours.com. Yeah, Geetus, Ian, Jonathan, and Reed. Great band. Let's have another song.
Another song? All right. What we got next? We got New America?
Yeah, New America.
New America. Yeah, this one's called New America.
Start us out.
Mm-hmm.
The Delta Troubadours, our band on today's live music showcase here from WMNF in Tampa. I'm Bill Dudley doing the talking today. Our producers of this here radio show, Steve Arduango and Mildred Matos. And you can talk to Millie in the control room if you want to right now. Give us a call at 813-239-9663. Check out our Facebook feed, live feed, which means it's happening right now, folks. Facebook.com/LMSWMNF. If you ever want to make a contribution to this show or this radio station, give us a call at the office number 238-8001. That's area code 813-238-8001. And check out the new WMNF Mana Hydration Bottle coming up during our fall fun drive, and also available to our circle of friends. Coming for drive to our circle of friends is the way I should have read that. One of these days I'll read it the way it's actually written. So for you circle of friends folks, this is kind of a new incentive. We're always happy to hear from people that want to sign up for circle of friends, which means a sort of an ongoing monthly contribution to the station. It's a great and relatively painless way to support community radio. We'd like to thank Mark Perfetti for mixing things today, assisted by Joe Remo, Yumeko Thomas, and Rhea Cruz. On our video crew, Randy Gregory, Bill Brame, Richard Stone on the cameras, Bob Hoke directs the whole thing. So, who writes the songs in this band?
Oh, man, it's kind of a collaborative effort.
Genius writes most of the lyrics.
Yeah, I do most of the wordsmith work. But yeah, it's all a collaborative thing. You know, one of us will bring an idea to the table and we'll all be jamming on it and kind of build it out from there. Very rarely, you know, I think there's only been like two or three songs we've ever written where there's been a completely fully formed song that somebody's brought to everybody else and been like, hey, this is how we're going to do it. Which is nice because it gives us all a chance to really put our own spin on it, and it's a group effort.
Yeah. So who were your influences coming up in the rock and roll world? Talking to Gitas there, who was just doing the talking.
Yeah. So
in the middle with the guitar.
Yeah. I think all of us kind of grew up on the old classic stuff like Led Zeppelin and The Who and Pink Floyd, and it's funny because I think we're maybe the first generation to really adopt the music of our parents in a really serious way. Maybe not, but it feels that way.
You know, that's an interesting idea because in an earlier generation, they would have been rebelling against the culture of their parents, you know. Kids in the 1950s and 60s wouldn't be caught dead listening to any of their parents' music, and now all of a sudden, people in your generation think your parents were listening to some pretty good stuff.
Yeah, I mean, they were.
What's up with that?
I mean, they were listening to some good stuff. I'm sure they were taking some good stuff, too. But, you know, they were. I mean, the music from that era is just great. The 60s, 70s, and, you know, I don't know. Our influences.
We'll have to rename the radio station. The sign just fell off the window.
Man, oh, man. But,
there you go.
But yeah,
John to the rescue there. It'll probably come down during the next song.
Possibly. We'll rock it hard off there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's hard when you got duct tape holding something up there. But anyway, yeah, that's a great thing that that this classic music is being recognized for what it is.
Yeah, without a doubt. There are some, you know, great bands coming around today. People, I think, get discouraged by what's on the radio a lot of the times. Not by what's on this radio station, but by what's on a lot of popular radio stations across the country. And
I don't get discouraged. I just don't listen to that stuff.
Yeah. I mean, so John's wearing a shirt of our favorite band in the world right now. Their name's King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
I saw that shirt. And I'd love to have that shirt.
They're pretty epic.
I like that shirt a lot.
Love them.
They're an Australian.
Get a shot of that?
They're an Australian psych rock band that is, they're putting out 5 albums this year, all like pretty serious concept albums.
Uh-huh.
And I think since 2012, they put out at least 2 albums a year, except last year they put out 1, but they're putting out 5 this year. So
it's kind of ridiculous.
I don't know how they do it, but yeah, I mean, there's a lot of good stuff to be influenced by these days. So
let's have another Delta Troubadours song.
Yeah,
please.
Let's do it. What do we got?
We got Lethanomia.
Lethanomia? All right.
I never knew my name.
Yeah, this one's called Lethanomia. I never knew my name. In parentheses, the last couple of words.
like that chanting at the end there.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was great. Hey, we got the Delta Troubadours on our show today. It's the live music showcase from WMNF in Tampa. We'd also like to thank our listeners and all the great folks that support this show and this radio station. And we'd also like to thank D-Drum, located and made right here in Tampa, for donating the drum kit used on the live music studio. It's being used today by Mr. Reed Casey, guest drummer here on the with the band. You can find out more about them at ddrum.com. We're happy to have Mr. Casey in there in the drum booth. Hit something to show you we're listening. Thank you. All right. So, Ian Hausler, the man who plays all the screaming lead guitar, what's your story?
Play guitar for this band, obviously.
Were you in a bunch of bands growing up also?
Not really, to be honest. I found a...
Don't tell me you played harpsichord with the Renaissance Orchestra.
No, I did not. I actually found a lot of trouble growing up finding anyone that wanted to do this. So it wasn't until college when I met... Well, I knew John in high school. We kind of just farted around a little bit, but never really did anything too serious. And then when we all kind of got together to form the band that Gitas described earlier, that's when it kind of actually... This actually happened. So, no, not really too much experience outside of this band, per se, but...
Who'd you listen to when you were first starting out to play the guitar? I mean, who were your big influences?
A lot of, like, he just said a lot of classic rock, but, yeah, like, Jeff Beck and, you know, a lot of...
Jeff Beck, that's pretty important influence.
Yeah, he was a cool guy. He still is. He's still alive. Yeah, just stuff like that, and a lot of jam bands and stuff like that. Just anyone that really plays their instrument, I was kind of into.
Yeah.
So
it's always good to, you know, it's always kind of fun to ask a guitar player who are your guitar heroes, you know.
Yeah.
That's what I was fishing around for there.
Yngwie Malmsteen.
Yeah, Yngwie Malmsteen is.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
He's just the best.
Michelangelo Basio.
Yeah, just that neoclassical 80s spandex metal, that was my bread and butter.
Really? Okay.
No, I'm kidding. But no, those guys are cool in their own right. It's not quite what we do.
Yeah. Well, you would call yourselves kind of, I think you said this to me before the show, like basic rock and roll.
Well, I don't know. I think we're trying to stray away from that a little bit.
Yeah.
Gitas, you want to let her in?
Yeah. I mean, so I think we kind of found the foundation of our band as, like, you know, just a rock and roll band, you know. And we've been called everything from garage rock to blues rock. We used to do more southern rock type stuff. And so, I think the foundation of what we do is just based in your traditional rock and roll tunes, you know. Like, I think you could hear stuff that we do and be like, oh, that's not super far off from like Chuck Berry did back in the 50s or something. But at the same time, yeah, we're, now that we have that foundation, we are trying to kind of like push in different directions and feel out, you know, how we can round out our sound in a way that maintains the integrity of what we're already doing. You know, I don't think you're going to hear us do a funk record or something, like, at least not in the next year or so, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, now you've got a website, thedeltatroubadours.com, and I will spell that, folks. Mm-hmm. thedeltatroub...
80.
A, right?
A?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I'll start again.
No.
TROUBADOURS, Troubadours. Just like those medieval guys. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell us about you've got some CDs that folks could listen to.
We do. We recorded an EP out at Muscle Shoals in Alabama at Fame Studios, which is a really incredible experience, because that's the same place that Wilson Pickett and Aretha Franklin and a whole bunch of other artists got their start.
Exactly. Yeah.
The Rolling Stones rolled through there on Sticky Fingers as well, which is super cool.
So did you feel the vibes?
It was so fun.
It hasn't changed since the 70s.
Yeah, they kept it. I saw a video about it.
Their beards haven't changed either.
No, but it's a... I mean, it was an incredible experience, and I think for us, yeah, recording there was kind of like kind of a dream. And so we have an EP that's entitled the Grit EP, G-R-I-T-T, that is on Spotify and iTunes and all that, and we do have some CDs available of that as well. And we also just did a bunch of recording earlier this year for an EP that we'll be releasing ideally sometime toward the end of the year this year. So
as the Delta Troubadours.
As the Delta Troubadours. We did have a name change, which is originally the Grit EP was a self-titled EP, but we changed our name in December of 2016 to the Delta Troubadours.
Okay, well, that's a good name.
Yeah, we're happy with it.
And they've got a nice T-shirt, folks. I don't know if you could see this on the video here, but real nice logo. Let's have another song.
Yeah.
Nobody on the Way.
Nobody on the Way. This one's a scorcher.
El Scorcho.
Yeah.
Nobody on the Way?
Nobody on the Way.
Okay.
All right. Did I do the feedback?
No. All right.
Right, burning it up. We've got the Delta Troubadours here in the radio station today, WMNF Tampa. And this is the Live Music Showcase. You can be watching us right now on Facebook. Go to Facebook, type in LMS WMNF, get our live feed. And if you miss the feed, you can get it on YouTube later on this evening. Richard Stone does the editing work on that. Have to tip of the hat to Richard, and that'll be on youtube.com/WMNF885FM. And, of course, you can listen to our show anytime on the archives here at WMNF.org. And if you're listening on the archive or if you believe in live music, we invite you to show your support for community radio. Leave a tip in the old tip jar for the Live Music Showcase, and you can give us a call if you want to do it directly at 238-8001. That's 813-238-8001. If you want to make a pledge, keep this radio station and this great radio show on the air. I'm having a good time today listening to these guys play their music. Hey, Jonathan Franklin on the bass. What's your story? You've been playing rock and roll all your life too, right?
Not all my life.
Not yet.
Yeah, not yet. That's the idea. I picked up the acoustic guitar when I was like 15 or 16. And I ran into this guy in guitar class and I was like, oh man, he's sick. And he kind of took me under his wing. And
talking about Ian there on the lead guitar.
Yeah, when we initially joined a band, I think we had like four guitarists. And
only
like
four?
Only four and no bassist. And obviously it necessitated a low end, so I hopped on bass.
You were the versatile guy.
I hopped on bass 2 years ago, and honestly, I don't think I can look back now. I love
it. All right, that's good. That's good. Yeah. Did it take you long to learn all the bass tricks?
Still learning. I mean, I can do the basics. I think the transition from guitar to bass is pretty easy, but it's... I can hit a root note and a fifth note. I think that's where I started.
Yeah. But, just like bluegrass.
Sure, yeah. But, every day I'm learning something new, so it excites me.
What kind of music did you listen to when you were a young guy?
Kind of the same thing that I'm talking about.
Classic stuff.
Yeah, Led Zeppelin, Jimi Hendrix. Definitely Kings of Leon is one of my bigger influences.
Okay.
So,
being from Gainesville, we always have to give a shout out to
Tom Petty. Yeah.
Tom Petty, was a big influence. All right, yeah.
Because you can't. Okay. I don't know if there's anybody cooler. I don't think anybody else deserves a 4-hour documentary, but Tom Petty sure does.
Gainesville guy. Well, you're listening to the Live Music Showcase here from WMNF. We got Gitas, Ian, Jonathan, and Reed. And Reed, I understand you're sitting in with the band today. Yeah. Grab that mic and talk to us for a sec. See if he's got you.
Oh, there it is.
Not working? No? Okay. Well, anyway.
He's okay with it?
Yeah. So, we're happy to have you here anyway, Reed.
He's a great guy.
Appreciate you coming in on the show today. It's been great. You've been making him sound really good. Man. Let's have another song.
Another song.
Got time for two more?
Two more.
You think?
Well, we've got... No, we actually have time for maybe three.
Yeah. Let's do Sheepdogs then.
We got 14 minutes. Yeah.
Sheepdogs.
Let's do Sheepdogs.
Or maybe we should call it by its actual title.
This one's called Preacher Man.
mighty fine music from the Delta Troubadours, our band on today's live music showcase. I've got a website, thedeltatroubadours.com. And if you're like me, you're not clear on the Troubadours thing, it's Troubadours, the Delta Troubadours. And this is the live music showcase coming to you today from the Mike Eisenstadt Performance Studio here at Community Radio WMNF 88.5 in Tampa. Mark Perfetti, our mixologist today, behind the control board, assisted by Joe Remo, Yumiko Thomas, and Rhea Cruz. We got Bob Hoke directing the video portion of this here radio show, with Richard Stone, Bill Brame, and Randy Gregory doing the cameras. Got Steve Arduango and Mildred Matos, our producers, on this radio program. And I'm Bill Dudley, and we've got about 2-8 more minutes to go here on the show. I'm enjoying the music with these guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice stuff here. What was that last song about? Was that inspired by true events? Or any of your songs inspired by true events?
Yeah, kind of. My girlfriend got me onto some meditation and understanding mindfulness and stuff. So a lot of them actually have to do with the internal struggle of what's going on up here and trying to step back and sit over it and watch it objectively instead of getting crazy and sucked into everything that's going on. But I get the sense that a lot of what happens in your mind and all the chaos in there is
chaos.
Yeah, kind of. I don't know. I mean, like, it's
chaos in your mind.
Yeah, I mean, that's like quite honestly, yeah. No. but yeah, I mean, a lot of that kind of translates into the real world, and so some of them are a little more abstract. That one in particular is a little more abstract, but
that's a great tune. Let's see if we can squeeze a couple more in here before the end of the show. What's this next one here?
Well, this one's called Goldmine, and this is a similar type of song in terms of the lyric
chaos.
Okay.
The Delta Troubadours, some great live music for you here from WMNF in Tampa. We got just under 3 minutes, and you know what? If you don't mind, I'd love it if you played maybe one more tune, and then maybe a little extra tune after we sign off for our Facebook buddies. Would you guys be up for doing that? A little bonus tune for them.
Want to do Muzzle?
Right. Well, we're going to do one, but we've got to fade out for folks listening on the air because we've got to make way for Reverend Billy and the NPR News. But then after that, the folks who are listening on the archive or Facebook or YouTube will be able to keep listening. And if you do another little extra one for us, that'd be really great.
Yeah, let's do.
But for the last on-the-air one, what we got coming up here next from the Delta Troubadours?
Let's do Nowhere to Go.
Nowhere to Go. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll do Nowhere to Go.
Yeah. All right. And thanks for being on the show, you guys. It's been great having you.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
I've enjoyed the music today.
Yeah, and thank you, WMNF, for always being so cool. I drive around listening to your stuff like all the time when I'm in Tampa. So thanks for supporting great music.
Yeah. We're changing guitars here. We got to
hold on 2 minutes.
2 minutes, Ian.
That's all right.
2 minutes. Two. Count them. Two.
It's okay. It's okay. Really, it is.
All right, we ready? All right.
Two, three, go.
One, two, three, four.